President Truman's press and radio conference in the Old State Building, 24 April, 1952.
I have a word or two for you before we start the questions. There's been a lot of hooey about the seizure of the press and the radio. As I told you last week, the President of the United States has very great inherent powers to meet great national emergencies. Until those emergencies arise, a president cannot say specifically what he would do or would not do. I can say this, that the thought of seizing press and radio has never occurred to me. I have difficulty imagining the government taking over and running those industries. Now I want to talk to you a little bit about steel. I told my advisory committee the other day that the reason for the steel seizure was the fact that we are in one of the greatest emergencies the country's ever been in. That in 1945, I had to send an ultimatum to the head of the Soviet Union to get out of Persia. They got out because we were in a position then to meet a situation of that kind. A little later on, the government of Yugoslavia decided to take Trieste. I sent for General Eisenhower and General Marshall and the Navy and ordered the Mediterranean fleet into the Adriatic Sea and told General Eisenhower to send three divisions to northern Italy. There was no march on Trieste. Then there was an attempt to take over Greece and Turkey. Well, you know the result of that. Greece and Turkey are free countries. Then came the Berlin airlift. And Berlin is still a free city. Then came Korea. And that march into Korea was against a United Nations Republic. It was against the whole world. I was in Missouri at that time. And when I came back on an emergency flight, decisions were made to send the 7th Fleet off the coast of Western Korea and to move divisions into Korea to meet the situation, which we did. And we have met it. And South Korea is still a free country. And I hope someday that Korea will be the republic that the United Nations set up. Now we had then to go into the defense of the free countries, and we set up the NATO treaties, which were negotiated by Dean Acheson and carried through to success. We are now in the midst of the same emergency. We are trying to arm the NATO countries so they can stand up. We're trying to prevent the Korean army that we have there, along with our allies, from being shot in the back. And that can only be done by an all-out steel production. And I felt that we were in the midst of as great an emergency as we've ever faced. I tried to meet it. I've been abused roundly for it. But I'm not the first president that's been abused under the same circumstances, and so I know how to take it. We want peace in the world. That's all we've been working for since I became the president of the United States. We're going to continue to work for that end as long as I am president of the United States, up to the 20th of January next year. And I hope we'll succeed in keeping the peace, which we have done up to date. Peace in the world means the welfare of every nation in the world. And if we can get the so-called Point 4 program working, we'll never be able to catch up with our productive machinery, with what the world demands and needs. Now, I didn't come over here to make your speech. I came over here to answer questions, but there's been so much hooey put out about this steel proposition and about other things that I felt like I should make a statement to you as to what we really are working for. There's only one thing. That's prosperity at home and peace in the world. At the present time, we have both, almost. And if we can continue, we'll have both in its entirety. Now I'll answer questions.
Mr. President, may we quote that word, hooey?
Well,
Mr. President, may I interrupt? Say, may we quote the whole thing?
Yes, sir, that's what I'm
put the whole thing.
Mr. President, let us see about putting the whole thing on the record.
My press secretary would like to edit it before he puts it on the record, and I have no objection to his quotation if it works out all right.
Well, how about the word hooey pending that?
Well, let's pend it. Keep on pending it.
President, while he was president last Saturday night when Mr. Casey Jones made his attack on you, I'd like to have a copy of the transcript of what you said about press and steel to give my bosses.
Well, I'll leave that to Mr. Shaw. I think you can get it.